John Hook, Million Ways from Easy Rock. And, of course, that show sold out, like, just boom, just like that. And it's going to be happening on Monday at the Bailey Theater. It's going to be awesome. And guess what? We've got Mr. Sean Hook on the phone with us this morning. Hey, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
A pleasure. And do you remember Jane? Jane's here as well.
Hey, Sean.
Awesome. How you doing, Jane?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing great. It's good to be back in B.C. and looking forward to coming home this weekend.
This is going
to
be awesome. And you've come back once in a while, but you usually play just you and the piano and get out and do some performing. This is full band.
Yeah. This is going to be, my first official headline concert. And, yeah, I'm bringing in the band. They're flying into Vancouver from Toronto tomorrow. We're going to rehearse and then hop in the bus and make our way out to the Kootenays.
I see you take a bus. You decided against the air flying. Doesn't always work out this time of year.
Yes. I had a bit of an issue with my hockey equipment the last time I came to the Kootenays for the holidays. But, no, we're stopping in Kelowna the night before for the show. And we have a show in Surrey on Saturday night as well, so we're making like a little mini tour out of it.
That's nice. So is the trail show going to be the last show?
Yes, yeah, it'll be the last one, so we'll be in good spirits, and it should be a fun night.
Let's talk about this year that you've had. I mean, things have just exploded for you in the last year. I mean, tell us about some of the highlights. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, it's funny. I had one of those Facebook pictures come up, and it was a year ago that I was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, which was so cool. It was one of those pinch-me moments. Because, you know, growing up in the Kootenays, I used to watch late-night TV, and that was the dream as a musician, is to get on the late-night shows. And when it happened, I was just really, really excited. And then, you know, I got to perform on the Juno Awards last year. I got to perform my song, Sound of Your Heart, and then I was asked to perform with Jan Arden.
Yeah.
And I was a huge Jan Arden fan. And in fact, when I signed my first record deal, I got signed after opening for Jan Arden in Penticton, B.C. at an A&R guy fly out from Toronto. And he saw that show and was like, you know, Sean, we want to sign you to EMI Music. And it's kind of where it all got started. So, yeah, it was a really cool full circle moment for me at the June Awards last year.
And then I remember, was it the Today Show or Good Morning America? You were there, too?
Yeah. So I got to do Live with Kelly and Michael when Michael was still there.
Yeah, that was it. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And it was right before the Super Bowl. So I talked some football with them after the show, and they were really, really nice people. And then, yeah, the Today Show as well with Elvis Duran. And he's a radio legend. And obviously the Today Show is a pretty big popular morning show. So it was just, a bunch of surreal highlights that I tried to savor, make the most of. And I'm about to put out a new song and hopefully get to do it all again. But I'm pretty excited.
You've really worked your butt off, though, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, this hasn't been an overnight success. You know, I left the Kootenays after going to Sucker College for 2 years in engineering. And I spent most of my time at the music school, music campus, in a cover band in a band called Shag in the Kootenays. And I was like, you know what? What am I really, you know, what's my passion? And the passion was, or sorry, music was the constant in my life. And I decided to put my academic career on hold and move out to Vancouver and really start pursuing it. And this was probably 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And things are just starting to happen.
I think that's worked out better than the engineering for you. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then you got you signed a songwriting deal with Disney, correct?
Yeah. So that was kind of my first really big professional contract. I had made a couple trips down to Los Angeles, and I had met a music supervisor through MySpace who had heard a song of mine that I wrote called Soldier. And she said, the next time you're in L.A., you know, come down, and I would love to introduce you to some folks. And I was like, well, I've never been to L.A. before, so I'll be there next week. And so I went down, and she one of the people she introduced me to was the chief music, the head of music, I guess, at ABC Music. And I did a showcase there, and then they sent me some music to work on that was in TV shows, just as like a trial.
Yeah.
And I wrote a bunch of songs to them, and it ended up turning into a deal. And then I eventually moved down to LA for 3 years, I guess.
Wow. That's so cool. What a great story. And I tell you, even now, I hear your song sometimes. There was a Rogers commercial, and you had music there. And I think, were you on the piano on a mountaintop or something for a TV commercial?
Yeah. It was actually really cool. It was last year, right after the Junos. Rogers was doing a really cool event for families. There was 30 families, I guess, that they flew out from all over Canada. And they put on, they didn't know where they were going, so they flew into Calgary, they drove them out to, just outside, I'm trying to remember the name of the ski hill, I can slip in my mind right now.
Kananaskis?
Anyways, they brought out, did you say Kananaskis?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. So the families didn't know what they were getting themselves into, and the Jordan Eberle from the Edmonton Oilers was out there, and Anze Kopitar.
Oh my gosh!
The Kings, and then I put on a concert, and like the kids and the families, like, what is going on right now? And it was just a really cool night, and that's where they shot the commercial.
That's awesome! Wow, great stories. We are so excited to see this show coming up on Monday. This is gonna be great. Anything else we need to know, Sean?
No, I'm just super excited. You know, Trail's actually kind of where it all started for me. One of my first concerts that I've ever played public after writing a song was in Trail. I auditioned for a local talent show at the Charles Billy Theater, and I got selected to play a song, and it's cool to be coming back to that moment.
It's going to be awesome. Everybody from the West Kootenai is always cheering you on. You know that. You got great support here, and we're looking forward to the show. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the radio, Sean.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the show Monday, and thanks for taking the time to have me on the show.
A pleasure. There he is, Mr. Sean Hook, joining us on the radio today.
Today's Fast Variety. The Kootenai Boundaries, Easy Rock.